Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Some serious passion last night. The Canes, the Lady Canes, a 9 seed, go to number 1 seed Indiana and get a 70-68 win on Indiana's home court. My God, unbelievable. Big shot by Destiny Harden at the end of the game. Barely make the tournament. And now going to Sweet 16 for the first time since 1992. I'll bet you Katie Meyer couldn't sleep when she got home at 4:30 this morning. I bet she just said, I'm staying up today. I got a lot to do. I'm going to skip it. Way to go, Katie, man. Great stuff. Great, great stuff for her going to Sweet 16 along with Jim Larrañaga and the men's basketball team. And then, of course, last night, Japan with the nice comeback, walk-off win. You just heard the call, the Japanese call. And so tonight, whether you care or not, it's going to be packed for the United States and Japan. Both teams, both countries have already won this tournament. United States won the last one. Japan has won this tournament twice. I didn't know that. So they'll play again tonight. And, of course, Japan is interesting to watch. That 21-year-old kid throwing at 101 miles an hour last night. He'll be in the big leagues here pretty soon. He'll be leaving Japan pretty soon. He'll be going over there. So anyway, that's that situation. By the way, the games, whatever you think, and I know it's not Major League Baseball. I know it's not the playoffs. I know it's not the World Series. But the passion, and everybody has said it, and everybody almost feels like they have to half apologize for these games and what's going on. And it really means nothing. I heard a few guys during the day say they got to get rid of this thing. Major League Baseball lost two of its best players, one for the season and one for a month or two, that for the Astros and the Mets, that this thing's just got to go away. If you don't play it, nobody gets hurt, is what I heard. It's incredible. Incredible. Because I just think it's so good. I think it's a great way to kick off the baseball season. And I don't think it helps the Marlins at all, except you get to see some of their guys early. Got to see Sandy Alcantara pitch for Dominican, just kind of start everything. Arise, their new player they got from Minnesota. I think he's going to play second base. I can't remember if he's going to play first or second base. But played for Venezuela, played really well, had a couple of home runs. But listen, man, this thing for these countries is huge, and I just go back to this. Forget what I think. Forget what anybody in media thinks, or even what the fans think, which, listen, the fans are important to this thing. You just go to the players. Woody, what do you think? I'd say 100% of the players love missing spring training to go play for their country. I think they're motivated to make sure they're hitting. They're not doing their normal schedule of make sure I peak at the end of spring training going into the season. I think they speed up the process to get ready to go because I think they all want to play Mexico, Japan, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Dominican, even those guys from the United States where our country doesn't seem to care as much as the other ones I just mentioned. But I guess 100% of them want to play in this.
I think it's great. As someone's not a huge baseball fan, I think it's been a great tournament. And, you know, Joe, maybe we're the wrong people to ask because of the market we're in, but I don't feel any – I think, what are we, 10 days from the Marlins having opening day here? I don't – there's no buzz around
Well,
that.
They ran a couple commercials last night.
Oh, did they? Great.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how much buzz is there around opening day?
None.
I wonder how many people you pull if you walk past them on the streets here, how many you could pull, hey, when's opening day for the Marlins?
Whether
they could tell you it's coming up in 10 days. I have no idea,
so
but
whether it's
there's
fair,
no buzz. I don't know. I it's probably our market, right? Like I'm sure in Chicago or Boston or whatever that they're talking about it. I don't know. But there's just no buzz here whatsoever. I hate to bring this back to the Marlins again because I just don't think too many people care, but
I think it goes back to the good baseball markets or the good baseball markets. And the bad baseball markets are going to stay bad baseball markets. It's I just think the Marlins' only chance they have is they need to be fun to watch, exciting. They need to have a couple of guys have some breakout seasons. But there's a stereotype and a cloud over this baseball team. And listen, I'm not taking shots. I'm really trying not to take shots. That the owner doesn't spend money. The new owner, that he's a poor owner. I mean, these are just things out there. And I know last time I said this, I had phone calls right away that he's got plenty of money. He can buy anything he wants. No, he doesn't. He doesn't have Mickey money. He's got partners. Maybe they have a little bit more money. But they don't have Mickey money. They don't have Steven Ross money. Hell, a hockey owner has a lot of money. And he just doesn't, he doesn't have that kind of money. And honestly, he doesn't want to lose money. I think he's got a nice deal where they don't lose money right now. But everybody, I always say this, and maybe some of you will disagree. Maybe some of you will disagree, especially if your team hasn't had success in a long time. I think every owner wants to win. I think Bruce wants to win. I do. I think he would love to get this thing figured. I don't. He doesn't want to spend $200 million a year payroll to win, to see.
Why do we do this again? But I don't think that he does. I think the Marlins are happy with what they are. I think they're content with what they are.
I can't believe any owner goes into the season and goes, you know,
Joe, they're a money making operation. Me. They make money. They probably realize that they're not going to compete, not going to win.
So you think Mickey wants to win?
It's such a different situation. Like, I don't – you can't compare the two. But the Marlins are a money-making operation. They make money. They're profitable.
I'll give you the newest one.
They're probably happy with that. At least content with it. Like, I don't know what else you expect.
Can I tell you who really wants to win? Let's go to something new. Not like basketball is now established and the NFL is established. Forget that one. Forget that. You think the Moss brothers want to win? There's no reason to pause. The Moss brothers want to win.
I mean, I do. I thought it was a rhetorical question. I do. Of course they do. And I think they've done a really nice job with that soccer team.
Right.
But I just don't think baseball is set up for the Marlins to compete regardless. Like, they're not going to be able to spend, which we know.
So you're
going to get lucky and end up like the Rays?
They don't want – so they got to stop with they want to be the Rays. Stop.
Well,
that's the poor team that
–
I know. Well, they're the team that knows how – yeah, exactly. And I keep hearing our
We expect the Marlins to spend a billion dollars and sign all the top free agents and try to make a run at a World Series. They're never going to do that. So, like, this is what they are. I think they're content with that. You know, they'll be there in the background, in existence.
So
not going anywhere.
I'm going to be in the minority on this, but I think Bruce Sherman and his partners, they want to win. They want to win. The problem is...
Well, of course they want to win. I mean, in theory, of course they want to. I mean, they'd rather win than lose, but they're not going to take the steps to win,
well,
which means that they're content just kind of being what they are.
So the problem is, and this is the three teams, or the three of the highest spending teams in baseball are in their division. That's a problem. Mets, Phillies, who now have Trey Turner on top of everything else, and the team that's been really good, the Braves, who can't keep everybody. I mean, they can't spend, but they – so anyway, we'll see. It all starts up. But if we think that he's going to spend, Bruce Sherman's going to go, hey, we're going to go for it one time. Let's see how this thing goes, and we'll suck it up. But we think we can build up our fan base because we can have success. He's just not going to do it that way. And I know their payroll's up. I know the payroll's more than it's been in a long time. What is it, 100? I know somebody told me something, 100 or something. But we'll see. Because those guys do believe, man, as the season starts, all those guys up there getting ready and guys coming back from their world baseball teams and getting back there and stuff, they believe they got a chance to win, man. They're looking, going, hey, this guy, when he pitches, we got a chance. This guy and... hey, if this guy can bounce back and we get some big hits and stay close and get some nice pitching at the back end, we'll be fine. We'll see. I hope it works out, but I will tell you, separate from baseball starting up, this World Baseball Classic with the star power has been really fun to watch for me, just for me. And I like baseball too much, I know. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more. Woody's shaking his head yes. Hey, I want to tell you all about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. We got one hot SUV family that you can fall in love with because the products have never been better. When it comes to new look, adding more space, a lot of style and substance across the board. For the big, beautiful Tahoes and Suburbans that have a brand new look to them, sporty look, added more space, the Traverse, midsize SUV, but so roomy. And a nice, nice look to it. And the smaller SUVs like the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox. So much style and substance. I just know you're going to love it. And Silverado trucks, we make every kind of truck there is. You have a certain lifestyle you live that need a truck, or you're a truck person for life, like a lot of you, Silverado trucks got something for you. Full-time working trucks to family trucks to combo trucks, different colors and styles. So we've got something for everybody. And then Corvettes and Camaros still looking smoking hot these days. Hey, don't take it from me. Go find out why Chevy's going to tell you these are the best overall products we have ever had and only getting better. We want to let you know, take a test drive, spend a little time. If you're starting to look around for something new or used, your South Florida Chevy dealers are waiting on you. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chevy dealer. Well, what do you have for me?
All right, it's another Joe Rose Show exclusive. Pickleball is coming to South Florida with tennis legends Johnny McEnroe, Andre Agassi, Michael Chang, and Andy Roddick. We've got your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the inaugural Pickleball Slam April 2nd at Hard Rock Live in Hollywood, and all winners will be entered for the grand prize, tickets for two to attend the pre-tournament banquet featuring food, beverages, and a Q&A with all four legends. Keep listening to us here for your chance to win. So I'll have a pair of those later.
All right. Sounds
pickleball
good.
Pickleball action, my
little
man.
Pickleball with four of the best American players, tennis players, all going to be involved, and I'm sure down here for the Miami Open at the same time, which just starting to get going here a little bit. Man, the qualifiers, good God. Whew, still really good players, man. Really, really good players. All right.
Your juices flowing yesterday, huh?
Just watching, man. You know, when somebody do something you can't do, you're going, God, the movement and the shots and the serve. And
did you see, I think Ocho Cinco was hanging out there. He's a big tennis guy.
I didn't know
him on his Twitter yesterday.
Did not see that.
Catch him out there, no?
No, it's a big old property.
What kind of crowds were we talking yesterday?
Not yesterday.
Qualifiers.
Oh, nothing yesterday during the day.
Okay.
But that's about ready to change soon as the
Well, the weekend session's going to be big, right?
Well, yes, that's going to be the biggest, but once the so the top players don't start playing till mid to late week, right? They just finish Sunday night, and but there are going to be a lot of good players coming. Hey, the days of we got to get used to it, man, because somebody's, oh, I'm kind of disappointed. And I don't know, like just a conversation piece like, well, Federer retired. I mean, he's friggin' – it was going to happen. He's in his 40s. Djokovic, you know his deal with the shots. We still can't get into this country. And Nadal keeps breaking down. He can't stay healthy. Matter of fact, anytime he plays on hard court, he's injured. It just gets hurt a lot. Those guys are getting older. So there's going to be a new batch of young, talented guys. And one of them, I don't know who it's going to be, one of them's going to take over and start dominating the way those three did. Those three. My God, between them, 60-something majors. You talk about dominating and for a long, long time. But we're going to have some consistency coming up with this young group, and one of them, maybe it'll be Alcaraz. I don't know. He might be the one. He's 19 years old. He won the tournament at 18 years old here last year. He just won Indian Wells, gets Medvedev, who's another top player. And we'll see what happens. Listen, if those guys got to play in our finals at the Miami Open next Sunday, not this Sunday, but following Sunday, that'd be a hell of a tournament, having those two go through. Means you get to see those guys, some of the shots those two hit, it would be good. But we need somebody to dominate, man. It's incredible what those guys did. And Andy Murray was during that time, too, and he was pretty friggin' good, too. Those guys, if you want to throw out the four – and so they could really use somebody. Hey, listen, golf's got the same deal going. They need somebody to Tiger this thing. They need a couple of really attractive players. You know what's been really bad? I was reading about LIV last night. You finally got me, Woody, on the LIV golf tournament, LIV golf tour. They got some guys that since they've joined that tour have sucked, that are literally lucky they got a whole bunch of money up front to join that tour, basically getting appearance fees because they're not getting performance fees. Just saw some of the guys. DeChambeau has been terrible after dominating here and had, remember that, he gained the weight and was hitting the ball on my, he became, hey, listen, he was a popular guy.
I got another LIV story for you in the headlines coming up.
All right.
That helps you out.
No.
That thing sucks, man. I mean, what did you expect?
I thought some of the louder.
I mean, come on.
No,
man.
But I thought some of those guys would take pride and dominate, and none of the guys you thought would dominate that have been dominating overall, I don't know if they got the money up front.
Did you see the ratings, Joe? Honestly,
I don't care. You care about ratings.
But that's,
I don't
that's
care.
All that matters. Nobody's watching. No one's interested. Nobody's going to take time on their Saturday or Sunday and turn on the CW.
Well, they need a better home for sure.
Do
for
they?
TV.
Is that what it is? I think it
doesn't
matter.
I think
matter.
They'd like
no,
to be on CBS
see,
or NBC.
I don't agree with you on that. I think if things are on and people want to watch it, they'll find a way to watch it. The Dolphins games were on the CW. You'd figure out a way to find the CW. I don't know what channel number it is either, but we'd figure it out.
CW's right there with on mine
okay,
right there with all the big channels.
What are you watching on there? Planet's Funniest Animals?
No, CW's real close to CBS and ABC
okay,
and
but
NBC.
You get my point, though. I'm saying, like, if the Dolphins were on there or the Heat were on there and you wanted to watch
but
those
they're
games,
not
you'd
on
find
there.
Them.
But they're not on there.
Okay.
And if they were on there, the sport wouldn't be very popular.
But if you sat down on Saturday, you're like, man, I got to watch LIV golf. I want to watch golf, but louder. Like, you would find a way to figure out where it is on TV. Clearly, people are not doing that.
I would still go to the other tour to see those guys because I still think the product is a lot better on the PGA Tour. Even though they've taken a lot of really good players, I still believe the players and the names, when they all play, better on the other tour. McIlroy, Rahm, all those guys.
What do you think happens when LIV Golf, you know, inevitably goes away?
I don't know. You keep
thinking. Assume it will at some point.
I don't
know.
Saudi money, it may not go away. It may not go away for a while.
Texter 561 says, you're absolutely right, Hollywood. This day and age, you want to watch something, you'll figure out so you're able to watch it. March Madness is on True TV and people watch it. Great point. I don't watch True TV. Do you?
No.
But you found the games, didn't you?
That's a good point. Yeah. I would. But they were on three or four channels, right? You just pick the channel you want. When it was on True TV, it was on TNT.
I understand,
TNT,
if you said, hey, the Canes game is going to be on True TV, you're like, okay, I've never watched True TV in my life, but I'll find it. I'll figure
right.
out where it is.
You can watch the team you want if it's the team you like. You're right.
Everything has a home, bro. It's just that some people don't like to watch it. How about the XFL stuff? The XFL stuff's on network television. They're not getting any ratings.
No.
Why is that?
Because the product. Product's not very
good.
It's
not that people can't find it. It's not that it's not accessible.
Product's not very good, and nobody knows who they are. Who are those guys? So you can say whatever you want, but your thing is you're just pissed at this LIV thing about those guys taking money from the Saudis. That's been your whole take.
Well, I know it's a sport washing operation, which I'm not crazy about. No, it's not something that
so
I
so you
I
take
like.
Shots out on the ratings every time it comes up on LIV.
Because, no, look, man, I'm not going to sit here and deny. I'd love to see it fail.
Okay.
I would love to see it fail. I think it'd be awesome if it failed. Another guy says, wow, this is the – I've never had two people consecutively say I'm right about anything, by the way. This guy says, I'm the guy every week trying to find what channel the XFL is on.
He said he is the guy trying to find the XFL? Hey,
look, some people are watching the XFL. I saw one of the markets had like 35,000 people. I can't remember which one it was. It was St. Louis. Because they got their NFL team stolen from them, so they show up for the XFL games.
If you like the XFL, then great.
That, by the way, is how you capitalize and make the XFL somewhat relevant in the cities it's in, right? I think soccer's done a really good job of that, finding markets that it can be good, it can be big.
Yeah,
look at Orlando. Orlando's got a great soccer market there.
I think you've got to to go to certain markets, do your research. I don't know how Sacramento's got a team. I don't know how they do, but not a lot going on there for a good size market. Not great, but good size.
This guy says, I'm not watching Liv to see guys playing in shorts and only 54 holes. I can see that at my country club.
That's a good point.
Do they play? They play in shorts?
Yes, they do play in shorts.
How disrespectful.
It doesn't.
I want pants, bro.
That's old school, though.
I don't want to see leg. When I'm watching my golf, I don't want to see any leg.
You don't really count, Woody. Your whole thing goes back to one thing. It has nothing to do with it.
What? I've been very upfront and honest with you. I'd love to see Liv Golf fail, completely fail.
Okay. But the 54 holes is...
By the way, that party video they put out the other day was epic. It was awesome with that $10 tequila.
That 54 hole is a joke. And saying, well, it gives the players one more day off for the family. And I hear these guys talking like, okay, well, you hope you'll be able to, you'll be okay with the time you can take off, which is basically anytime you want, and then be able to play 3 days a week. Because some of you guys are playing like you're playing 3 days a week the way they're playing.
786 says, what raises my eyebrows is how MTV can still be on the air and not play music videos or anything music related and still be called MTV. That channel, by the way, also still exists. Like, they play movies most of the day, but...
What's that, MTV?
Yeah.
Oh, they run videos.
MTV was huge in my day, man. I don't know about you.
They run videos, though.
Well, you didn't have TV when you were a kid.
They do have reality shows. I have black and white TV.
We had Carson Daly and TRL.
Why's it always got to back to some old?
That was part of the culture. Another texter I accidentally stumbled across an XFL game. Well, it's easy to do on the weekends. They're on, like, every network.
They're on ESPN's.
They got national deals.
They got...
They're on the national network. So is the other one. Did that start, by the way?
I don't know.
There was supposed to be another one, right?
I don't know, but you keep me up on it because you're the one that really cares about the new league. So you let me know. I know what you like and you
don't
like.
Well, I've been following the XFL, but I don't know if there's another one. De'Aaron King and Quentin Flowers are in the XFL.
I saw De'Aaron King. I saw him run in for a touchdown. I did. I don't know about Quentin. Good kid, though. All right.
He is.
We got to go to break here. We jump into a lot more stuff, including Hollywood's headline, so he can rip the Liv one more time about their crappy ratings.
Even ratings related. Wait till you hear this one. It's good.
Okay. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about Nasaria Health for just a second. I want to help all the old guys out there, no matter what you're watching, whether we agree or disagree in our watching of sports. I can tell you one thing we all agree on. We want to get the more out of life as we get older. Yeah, we want more energy, better sex life. Maybe lose some weight if that belly's starting to stick out a little bit. Dr. Alex Alonzo at Nasaria Health is the man. One of the best in the business. And boy, do I love working with this guy. Put me on a proven hormone replacement therapy program. Listen, all your goals can be achieved. From get your sex drive back, your energy back, have more energy where you don't want to go home and just take naps all the time. And not just that, but how about losing some weight? You know, nobody says you have to be in your 60s and all of a sudden the belly has to be sticking out. It doesn't have to be that way. And if it's something you care about and you want to get more out of your life and have more energy and be more active, maybe Nasaria Health is perfect for you. I'm telling you right now, you don't have to go. You never have to go to their location down in Dade County. You don't have to go. Nope. The blood work can get done from your home. We'll come over and have somebody do it. We'll set up a Zoom call with the doctor. And you can get great results. And the doc will put you on a real healthy program. He'll listen to you to find out what your goals are, and then we'll get them achieved. That's what he does. He and that great staff at Nasaria Health are ready to help you. I'm going to give you a phone number. If you're looking to get more out of life later on, 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever the little problem is right now, let Doc help you at Nasaria Health. 786-305-6337. 786-305-6337. Most people don't write it down, but most people do like to go to the website and see what's going on. Go to MyNuceria, NUCERIA.com to learn more. Got some great videos out. You can learn more about some of the programs they have. Set up that Zoom call and get ready to go with Nasaria Health today.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood homie, what do you have for us today?
All right, Joe, the headline reads, promise a little Live Golf action for you here. Live Golf strips broadcast crew's health care other benefits despite $1 billion in projected spending. I told you I had something for
All
you.
Right, that's pretty good. I got to give you credit. That's pretty good.
I feel bad for these guys, but man, oh man, there's one of these guys was interviewed on here said, I gave up other work last year to commit to Live because I knew I would receive much needed health care contributions to keep my family in coverage, said a crew member, but now that's all changed. There seems to be plenty of money to spend on extravagant excess, but not to guarantee the crew that puts their product on the air access to health care. These are industry standards, and the Live executives could care less.
You got me on that one, Woody. That's what a bunch. Yeah.
Whatever, right?
That's crap, man. Yeah. You're right. That's crap.
That sucks.
That's bad.
I can't get over that video they put out the other day.
Oh, the video was terrible.
Phil in the hoodie just standing there.
I kept thinking they were going to do something really creative and go, all right. You know, everybody's trying to put something out creative. Or you go, that was cool. Oh, that was good. And you're going, what the F was that?
And Brooks standing there looking just miserable. God, does he look miserable.
Some of those guys go, can you get the video off me? I'm just taking the money, okay? I'm hoping to go back at some point after this thing hopefully falls apart and I can go back to the other tour.
Can you imagine meeting that guy? I imagine the interaction would just be brutally unpleasant, right?
What are you talking about, Brooks Koepka?
Yeah, right. He just... And a texter, by the way, I got to go back to this text. Someone sent this in, and I kind of agree with this. Here you go. From the 786, Live golfers are guys who are good at golf but don't love the game. They're only playing for the check and hate the fans, so it works great for them.
Well, some of them are playing, and sometimes when you don't earn the check and you're just given that big fat check because somebody needs you, and they need to get you away from – Phil Mickelson's been awful. Phil Mickelson is like the big name, right? The Hall of Famer going to be – you know, he's been terrible.
I guess, man. I don't know where Phil ranks for people. He's just kind of a whatever to me.
He's a top 10 all-time player. Okay.
Whatever. Let's get to a better story here, man. All right,
you hate
Jimmy
Phil
G.
Too. Go ahead.
Jimmy G is heading to Vegas, as we know.
Yes.
And this did not take long for one of the local establishments, the Chicken Ranch, to come out and offer him a free pass for life to enjoy their services on the house.
I think Jimmy G's already learned the hard way.
Has he settled down?
I think the NFL just told him, like, before he went to camp and he went with the porn queen. Remember that he was seen with her holding hands?
Porn star. Yeah.
And
prom queen.
I think he kind of learned that, hey, it's a real bad look.
Why is it a bad look?
I don't know. The league thought it. He's got a right to do whatever he wants. It won't be a shortage of women
just
in Vegas for Jimmy G.
No, but the Chicken Ranch has stepped up here in a big way, man. So they've welcomed him to town. You ever been to the Chicken Ranch?
I'm not commenting on it.
I think the place, the Lamar Odom place, went out of business, didn't they?
So
that guy died, right?
So my school.
I think the owner of that place died.
Yes, he
Dennis,
did.
Dennis, right?
Yes, he did. But my school had this thing where it's called the Mustang Ranch when I was a kid. And the older kids would take the younger guys up there for the first time. That was kind of the big thing.
Where was this? In your hometown?
No. So Reno, outside
of
Reno, this place called the Mustang Ranch, there was. Oh. And that was a big thing. And I lived 2 hours from Reno, my hometown was. It still is. My hometown's here now, but parents are still there.
What is Reno like,
by the way.
Great. Thanks for that part. What is Reno like?
Very ugly. Very ugly place next to a beautiful place in Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
It's a really ugly, flat place with, I don't know what to say. Spent a lot of time
there. Just casinos and brothels and
yes.
stuff?
Yes.
So it's like a gross Vegas.
Yeah, it's a little small little area with big buildings. Yes, lots of casinos.
All right. We keep the good news going here. And how about this, man? A 90-year-old tortoise named Mr. Pickles had three babies at the Houston Zoo.
Really?
Mr. Pickles is a critically endangered turtle from Madagascar. And I guess these guys can have babies when they're 90. This is more
incredible.
Of a Ron McGill type story here. But, I was very interested what he told us. Remember when he was here, he told us that the zoos all trade animals?
Yes.
There's like a big network of like.
Keep it going. Yeah.
I didn't know that, man. I figured like you that they just like, flew out and captured them and just brought them back. But apparently not.
I didn't know that either. I got to tell you, Ron McGill had a lot of interesting stuff besides the entertainment. Yeah.
Of course, these turtles are endangered because people collect them. A lot of collecting going on out there, different stuff, people collecting turtles.
Wish they quit collecting those damn snakes that are now taking over in the Everglades.
I don't have any, live animals in my collection or dead ones for that matter. But we bought, when we were in college, they had this display at the mall where they were selling turtles. You ever seen one of those?
Well,
they had this like kiosk at the mall. They were selling turtles.
Yeah, I've had a bunch of turtles.
We bought a couple of them. They died in like 24 hours. We came back. They were dead.
We cleaned the pan and put them outside and forgot to bring them in. And the raccoons ate the turtles, too. Next day, we had to hide it. All that was left was a shell. And we had to like go hide it so the kids wouldn't be all upset with these little turtles.
Just tell them they got out of the shell and they left.
Yeah, they took off for a new home and a new shell. It was bad, Woody.
Oh, all right. We keep the good news going. Well, I don't know if this is good news, but we have an OnlyFans lawsuit here, Joe. There's a situation here. So we have this story is actually from right here. It's in Cooper City, of course. Right, so we have a model named Michaela,
yeah.
Who her claim to fame is an abnormally long tongue. She is suing her boyfriend for $6.3 billion for allegedly taking control of her social media accounts and sharing explicit content without her consent. Very serious offense here. Now, she has an OnlyFans account that is accessible for $30 a month.
How many followers? She must have a lot of followers.
She's got a ton. She has 628,000.
Oh, my God.
So the lawsuit seeks damages.
Like a lot of money.
The lawsuit is seeking damages of $10,000 for each of the followers that she has. That's how they got to the $6.3 billion, I guess. In 2019, Michaela got more than $100,000 a year by showing off her tongue on Instagram.
Okay. Not touching that. You have a very nice long tongue. I don't know what to say, Woody.
And finally, on a more serious note here, I like to look at the local websites for stories, and I cannot go to any of our local websites without seeing what is going on Miami Beach for spring break here, man. It is not a good scene. The mayor, Dan Gelber, says he doesn't want any of this anymore.
Yeah, what's he going
to
do?
Well, I think they're in a tough spot because—
Come down here to get shot.
Yeah, that's true, but— by the way, they actually showed the video of that. They put that on Twitter, which I wish they wouldn't do. But anyway, you got a lot of businesses down there that are clearly trying to earn a living, the ones that aren't getting destroyed, and cars that I saw people jumping all over cars and stuff, which was not a great scene either. And by the way, we have Ultra coming up this weekend. So just to add a little
I didn't know that.
A little more fuel to the fire.
Well, that'll
here,
be a crap show.
Probably, yes.
I was going to say the S word,
yeah,
show, but can't say it.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say that one. But I think Swedish House Mafia is
good
playing to wrap up one of the nights, so that'll be good at least.
Yeah, but great.
Other than that, there'll be a lot of people down there.
There's a lot of people anyway, Woody.
Yeah.
I remember years ago when Fort Lauderdale Beach said, "We are done. We are done.
Did they?
Spring breakers, get away. We don't want you
but
anymore."
But how do you do that, though?
They cleaned it out.
for a while.
Everyone down. Fort Lauderdale had stuff going. I saw stuff in Fort Lauderdale. It's not like Miami Beach. But
they, you know, it got a little wild down there, and they said enough's enough, and they shut it down for a while. And you're right. Some businesses weren't happy. All right, Woody. Well, listen, we got 8 o'clock coming up. Jeff Darlington from ESPN working a little TV and going to work with us a little bit this morning. Talk to us. Get you caught up on some NFL news as well. So we have a lot more stuff to get to here. I can't believe they lost their benefits at Liv. That's bad. Right now, I want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Trained and certified technicians. More than 100 trucks every day, 7 days a week for you at Air Around the Clock. And by the way, the plumbing company, same thing. Licensed, experienced plumbers, 7 days a week working for you for all your daily inside and outside plumbing problems you might have and can't fix yourself. And we're the Water Heater Kings of South Florida. Very important to let you know, we go plumbing, we go big. Box trucks filled with all-size Rheem water heaters. Same-day installation is our goal every day. Same-day everything is their goal because it's about great service at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. It's got financing plans, 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER. Don't worry about water heaters taking a few days to get to your house. Don't worry about a new air conditioning unit. We are full. We got a big old garage full of them for you, man. Warehouse full of air conditioning units and water heaters, all different sizes, so we can take care of everybody. Family-owned, still going strong. Eric, Mike, Chippy, and the rest of them. Check out ATC's Google reviews. They have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.4 out of 5 rating. Hey, man, it's about great service and people that are really good at what they do at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning Plumbing. Hey, for the plumbing part of the company, 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER. A nice lady's going to answer the phone. Tell her Joe Rose sent you for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.